Jesus Christ is our brother, January 19. He is stronger and more mighty than our adversary. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, Psalm 24:8. Christ was strong to save the whole world. He wanted all. He could not endure the thought that one should be lost. He wept at the grave of Lazarus that he could not save everyone whom Satan's power had laid low in death. He had given himself a ransom for many, even all who would avail themselves of the privilege of coming back to their loyalty to God. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, he knew that from that life he must pay the ransom. On the cross of Calvary, every rescue made was to cause him the deepest humiliation. He was to taste death for every man. In his life on earth, Christ developed a perfect character. He rendered perfect obedience to his Father's commandments. In coming to the world in human form, in becoming subject to the law, in revealing to men that he bore their sickness, their sorrow, their guilt, he did not become a sinner. Before the Pharisees he could say, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" Not one stain of sin was found upon him. He stood before the world, the spotless Lamb of God. From the light of his exalted purity, the world's Redeemer could see that the maladies from which the human family were suffering were brought upon them by transgression of the law of God. Every case of suffering he could trace back to its source. In every case he read the sad and awful end of unrepenting sinners. He knew that he alone could rescue them from the pit into which they had fallen. He alone could place their feet in the right path. His perfection alone could avail for their imperfection. He alone could cover their nakedness with his spotless robe of righteousness. He is strong to deliver. Help has been laid on one that is mighty. He encircles man with his long human arm, while with his divine arm he lays hold of omnipotence.